you get a car, you get a car, everyone gets a car. In 2004, Oprah Winfrey gave every person in her live TV audience a brand new Pontiac G6. 276 cars, worth over $7.8 million. In under 2 minutes, she changed hundreds of lives. What led Oprah to do this? The same passion and drive that made her the first African-American female billionaire. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oprah Winfrey is about as self-made as it gets. In 1954, she's born to a teenage single mom. She attends elementary school in clothes made from old potato sacks. Seriously, she wore basically potato sack hand-me-downs. Guessing not too many of you listening can beat that with childhood poverty tales. She also had to fight past childhood neglect, molestation, drug abuse, and the tragic death of her first child, all before turning 15. In 1968, when she was just 14, she went to live with her dad in Nashville. Under his strict rules, Oprah thrives in school. She dreams of being a big news reporter, covering, as she says, what feels like the truth for me. And this dream takes her to Baltimore. But after a few months, 23-year-old Oprah is demoted from live news to weekend features, which include covering things like a bird's birthday party. Yep, she once reported on a cockatoo's birthday party at the local zoo. Hard-hitting investigative journalism. Will the cockatoo blow out all its candles? Stay tuned. Oprah hates it, and soon she's demoted again to talk show host. No one took talk shows seriously, almost no one watched them. Her first interview is with the Carvel ice cream man, Tom Carvel. Somehow, while discussing mint chocolate chip and Rocky Road, Oprah does find her calling. She loves being allowed to react to the stories in the moment and empathize. And she does it so well that in 1983, Oprah gets offered a job in Chicago, hosting the city's lowest-rated show. You have to start somewhere. Everyone except her best friend Gail tells her she's going to fail. But she takes the job anyway. And I think you know how it worked out. She brought charm, drive, and empathy for everyone she interviewed. And within only a month, she had the number one talk show in all of Chicago. No more bird birthday parties. In just 3 years, in 1986, the show goes into national syndication and is renamed from AM Chicago to The Oprah Winfrey Show. In 1988, Oprah renegotiates the show's rights and becomes the first woman ever to own and produce the talk show she hosts. And she takes advantage of creative control. While most talk shows sit in the realm of Jerry Springer, Oprah takes a gamble, focusing on inspiration, positive living, and impactful stories instead of second cousins fighting on stage over paternity tests. She says, "I am not going to be used by television. I am going to use television." And she does use it for good. On every episode, Oprah aims to improve people's lives. She also doesn't just interview her guests. She gets candid, revealing personal details like her own drug addiction, yo-yo dieting, and a long-lost half-sister. Heartwarming and meaningful, Oprah becomes the biggest, highest-rated talk show in American history. In 2004, after more than 20 years on television, after lots of hard work, creative ownership, and relatability, Oprah Winfrey becomes the first African-American female billionaire. And that same year, she convinces Pontiac to give away 276 cars on her show. A legendary moment in television that proved the influence of Oprah was unprecedented. Worth $2.7 billion as of 2020, Oprah consistently tops the lists of the world's most powerful women, not just for her media empire, but for the impact of her empathy and generosity. She's come a long, long ways from the impoverished girl in a hand-me-down potato sack outfit, and she's donated tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to help others have more than she did growing up. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more on Oprah, check out her podcast, Super Soul Conversations, on Spotify. For this episode, we found her 2015 interview at the Stanford School of Business, as well as the coverage by Forbes, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.